The first Rashi in this week's Parsha, Parshas Vayechi, Rashi says, Lama Parsha Zu Stuma? Why is this Parsha a closed Parsha? Lefi Shekevon Sheniftar Yaakov Avinu, since once Yaakov Avinu passed away, Nistemu Einehem V'libom Shel Yisrael Mitzora Sashiabud Sheishilu L'Shabdom. Once Yaakov Avinu passed away, the hearts and eyes of Klal Yisrael became closed, so to speak. What is a Parshas Stuma? We have Parshias in the Torah that are considered closed Parshas, and we have Parshias in the Torah that are considered Parshas Psuchos, open Parshas. There are actually 290 Parshios Psuchos, 290 open Parshas, and 379 Parshas Stumos, closed Parshas. However, this Parsha is an exception to both types, as the Midrash asks the question in a slightly different version. The Midrash says, Lama Parsha Zu Stuma Mikol Parshios Shel Torah. This Parsha is even more closed than all other Parshas. And that's because, you know, that even a Parsha Stuma, even a closed Parsha, has a space of 9 letters before it, between the previous Parsha and the Parsha Stuma. The entire difference between a Parsha Stuma and a Parsha Psucho is that the Parsha Psucho always begins in the beginning of a new line, and even in the line, even if in the line where the previous Parsha ended, there is a space for 9 letters, we nevertheless start a Parsha Psucha on a new line. Whereas a Parsha Stuma, all we require is a 9-letter space, and we don't require that it begin on a new line. That's the difference between a Parsha Psucha and a Parsha Stuma. However, here we have no space at all. The end of Parshas Vayigash and the beginning of Parshas Vayechi have no space between them at all. And that's why the Midrash is asking, Lama Parsha Zu Stuma Mikol Parsha Yishol Torah? And the answer is that this represents an idea. It alludes to the fact that in this Parsha where Yaakov Avinu passes away and Sora Sashibud begins, Nistemu Einehem V'Libam Shel Yisrael. In other words, the word stima in the Hebrew language has not only the simple meaning of closed, but it actually represents an idea of clamped, closed up, uptight. Klal Yisrael, the Einehem V'Libam Shel Yisrael became Sosun Mitzoras Hashiabud. So, if the way the Torah alludes to the Tzoras Hashiabud is through a stima, a closing of the Parsha, because the closing of the Parsha alludes to the Nistemu Einehem V'Libam Shel Yisrael, it's safe to assume that the Torah considers this to be the essence of Golus. The essence of Golus is not the Tzoras Hashiabud per se. The essence of Golus is the Nistemu Einehem V'Libom Shel Yisrael that the Tzoras Hashiabud brings about. And that's why when we're alluding to Golus, the way we do so is through a Parsha Stuma that alludes to the Nistemu Einehem V'Libom Shel Yisrael. What does that mean? What does it mean, Nistemu Einehem V'Libom Shel Yisrael? Literally, Eyes are meant to look out, to see beyond myself. An open heart is a heart that feels others, is sensitive to others. Closed eyes don't see beyond. A closed heart doesn't feel beyond. When people are enslaved, when people are suffering, Tzoras HaShiabut, they become wrapped up within themselves. They become totally focused on their own needs and concerns, and therefore they don't have the ability to see beyond themselves, to see others. They don't have the ability to feel other people's needs, concerns, other people's pain. That's why Tzoras HaShibud brings about Nistamu Einayhem V'Libam Shel Yisroel. There's another nekuda to this. This is the essence of Golus. Golus is exile. Exile is the pshat that one is not in his natural place. He's away from where he ought to be. The human spirit ought to be in a free place, meaning the free spirit is the spirit that is free to feel beyond itself. In other words, a free spirit feels others, reaches out to others. The human spirit ought to be free from being enslaved by my own personal selfish needs, interests, and concerns. That's why when I become entrapped within my own personal selfish needs, which is a consequence of Tzoras HaShiabud, I'm considered in Golus. That's the mental Golus, which is the essence of Golus. Therefore, when the Torah is alluding to Golus, it alludes to Golus in terms of a Parsha Stuma, which represents the Nistemu Einayhem V'Libon Shel Yisroel Mitzoras HaShiabud. When Klal Yisroel is zoiche to geula, we find that the geula comes through Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu steht auf Moshe Rabbeinu vayigdal in Parshas Shemois vayigdal Moshe vayetze elechov vayar besivloisom. Zogt Rashi nosan Einov v'liboy liyois meitzar aleihem. He looked after the Yidden. His heart went out for the Yidden. He felt their pain. He cared. Nosan Einov v'liboy liyois meitzar aleihem. That's the vayigdal Moshe vayetze elechov. That's the key to redemption. Because Golus is Nistemu Einayhem V'Libam Shel Yisroel. I become wrapped up within myself, concerned only about myself. When we go out beyond ourselves, Vayetze Moshe, Vayigdal Moshe, Vayetze Alecha, Vayar Besiv Loisom, Nosan Einov V'Liboy Li Yois Meitzach Aleihem, he becomes the Goyel. As we see in this week's parasha, Heyosfu, Yaakov Avinu says, Va'agid olochem es ashe yikro eschem ba'achris hayomim. Gather, Yaakov Avinu says to his children, and I will tell you what will happen to you ba'achris hayomim. Rashi says, Bikesh legalois es hakeitz. Because the giloy of keitz, the giloy of geula is through Heyosfu. When we're together, when we feel each other, we care for each other, we see each other. That's Agido Lochem. That's the Gilui HaKeitz Asher Yikra Eschem Ba'achris Hayomim Nosan Eino V'libo Ili Yois Meitzar Aleihem. We actually find that as a consequence of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nosan Einov V'libo Ili Yois Meitzar Aleihem Shteitoch Vaiter Parshe Shemois Vayar Elohim Es Bnei Yisrael Vayeda Elohim. Says Rashi, Nosan Leiv Aleihem V'loi Helim Einov. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam Kaviyochul was Noisein Leiv Aleihem. He felt our pain, and he didn't close his eyes from seeing our needs, because Mido Keneged Mido. Through Moshe Rabbeinu's Nosan Einov V'Liboy Meitzer Aleihem, which undid the Nistemu Einayim V'Libom Shel Yisrael Midah Keneged Midah, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was Nosan Leiv Aleihem V'Loy Helim Einov. And Memele, Avad, is an important message for all of us. I mean, the key to having Geulas HaNefesh, which is the Achone for the Geulas HaGuf. But the Geulas HaNefesh is all about not being enslaved by my own selfish needs, not being entrapped by the shell of self, but developing the ability to listen to others, to see others, to care for others. Nosan Eino V'Liboy Liyos Meitzer Aleihem, and that's Chus will be Mesakein, the sin of Chinam that brought the Churban, and we will be zoiche to the bayis hashlishi b'mehero b'yomeinu amen.